some come willingly and some come rather uncertainly, but here they are. Hi, Mary Grace. I want to talk about Hagar, who's a slave girl in the Old Testament, and her life was really pretty hard and pretty sad. She was being badly treated, and she found out she was going to have a baby, and that really scared her. She didn't know what the future was going to... I got a Cheerio. I almost got a Cheerio. She didn't know what the future was going to be like. And so finally she got so distressed about her circumstances that she ran away from home. She ran away from the camp where she was staying. She went all by herself out into the desert, where, of course, it was pretty dangerous and scary. And she knew one thing, that she better stay close to water, otherwise she was never going to survive. So she found fresh springs of water welling up out of the desert, and she was hiding out there all by herself, wondering what to do when an angel of the Lord found her there. And the angel said, "Hagar, slave girl of Sarai, where have you been and where are you going?" Hagar sat there very still. She knew where she'd been, but she had no idea where she was going. She said to the angel, "I'm running away from my mistress Sarai." And the angel said, "I know it's really awful there in the camp, and I know you're being badly treated, but you're going to have to go back. You're going to have a baby, and you should name the baby Ishmael, which means God hears, because God knows your suffering. And Ishmael is going to be strong-willed and contentious, and someday you are going to have so many descendants, it would be impossible to count them all. There's just going to be so many." Hagar said to the angel, "I'm going to name you Elroy, which means God sees." And Hagar wondered to herself, "Have I really seen God and lived?" As she was instructed, Hagar went back to the camp, and time passed, and she had a baby. And as she was instructed, she named the baby Ishmael. And over time, as Hagar grew older and wiser and stronger, her little boy became more and more active, and finally the day came when she left that camp again. She left this time, and she took her son with her. And once again, they went out into the desert, and once again, it was dangerous and scary, and once again, she was worried about whether they would survive, whether they would have water to drink and food to eat. But this time also, she heard the voice of God saying to her, "Do not be afraid. Remember, God hears." They found water, and Ishmael learned to become really an excellent hunter, and he grew up there in the wilderness. And when he was all grown up, they went to Egypt, and his mother found a wife for him there, and their little family began to get bigger. So now, we're either going to eat Cheerios or hold hands, and we're going to say a prayer together. Dear God, thank you for your wisdom and guidance, which comes to us as it does to all your people, and as it did to Hagar. We thank you for the food and the drink that keeps us alive. We thank you for the reminder to not be afraid. Amen.